The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation are for the patients of the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health. Medication should be used as prescribed by your IVF physician. We're here today with Shalini Gunawardena, our charge nurse from the Kaiser Permanente Center for Reproductive Health in Fremont. Shalini?
Thanks, Deborah. Welcome. The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation will outline the steps needed to administer an intramuscular injection. To help facilitate the process, you may find it beneficial to print out the corresponding PowerPoint presentation. Please take a moment now to confirm that your medication needs to be administered intramuscularly. Hello, my name is Shalini Gunawardena, and I'm the charge nurse at Kaiser Permanente Center for Reproductive Health in Fremont. I have been working in the field of infertility for the last 17 years and have worked with many patients like you who have been asked to learn this new skill. This podcast has been developed as a tool to help you administer an intramuscular injection. You may be asked to give an intramuscular injection during the course of your infertility treatment, so we hope that the information presented in the podcast will help you feel comfortable administering the injection with the least amount of anxiety. Let's get ready to proceed. Please move to slide 2, entitled General Injection Instructions, Intramuscular Injections. Getting ready. Gather all medication, syringes, and any additional supplies you may need. Choose a flat surface such as a kitchen or bathroom counter. Clean the flat surface with alcohol and let dry. In the meantime, wash your hands with antibacterial soap and water. Set up your supplies on the flat surface. Distractions can occur during the process, so finding a quiet area in the house to perform the injection can eliminate any potential for error. Please move to slide 3 for a discussion of the injection sites. Locating your intramuscular injection site. You've been instructed to take your injection intramuscularly. The diagram in slide 3 shows the proper site for the injection. Please take a moment now to locate the injection site. Divide the left or right half of the buttock into 4 quadrants, as shown in the picture above. Now, locate the upper-outer region of the 4 quadrants. Once you have identified the upper-outer quadrant, further divide the outer quadrant into 4 more quadrants. And again, choose the upper outer quadrant a second time. This will ensure that you are near the crest of the hip, away from the sciatic nerve. Now that you have identified the injection site, you are now ready to give the injection. Please turn to slide 4. For medication mixing instructions, please refer back to the specific medication mixing instruction podcast corresponding to the medication you have been prescribed. Let's proceed with the injection. Wipe the injection site with an alcohol wipe. Please note, if you do not have rubbing alcohol or alcohol wipes, do not worry. Use a mild soap with water to cleanse the area. When positioning the patient for an intramuscular injection, the person giving the injection should have the patient stand slightly bent over a counter or leaning over a table. Doing this relaxes the muscles slightly, but not too much, making it easier for the needle to pierce the top layer of skin. Spread the skin taut. Using a dart-like motion, quickly insert the entire length of the needle at a 90-degree angle to the skin. Once the needle is fully inserted, release the skin and stabilize the syringe. Now, pull back slightly on the plunger and watch for blood return into the syringe. This is a rare occurrence. You may feel slight resistance and see a small air bubble. This is normal. If blood is not seen in the syringe, the needle is inserted properly. Please go ahead and inject. Make sure all medication is administered before withdrawing the needle. This can be achieved by counting to 3 after the plunger is completely depressed. If blood appears in the syringe, do not inject the medication. Withdraw the needle, cover the site with gauze, and apply pressure. It is important to know that you have not harmed the patient at all by hitting a blood vessel. Intramuscular medication is best absorbed in muscle. Medications are usually slow release and slow absorbed, So we want to ensure the medication is injected into an area where maximum effect of the medication can be felt. By injecting into the bloodstream, the medication will circulate through the patient's circulatory system quickly without having the desired effect. So what do you do now that you have a syringe with medication and the patient's blood mixed in it? Replace the used needle with a new 22-gauge, 1.5-inch needle and repeat the process on the opposite hip. Please note, the medication does not have to be discarded, even though there is blood in the syringe. The blood is patient's own and will readily absorb once reinjected. Administer the dose. Make sure all the medication is injected before withdrawing the needle. This can be achieved by counting to 3 after the plunger is completely depressed. Withdraw the needle and massage the area for 15 to 20 seconds to help absorption of the medication. Congratulations, you have now administered your first intramuscular injection. A few tricks of the trade to help ensure that you have the least amount of discomfort following your intramuscular injection. You may want to use a warm, moist compress to the area after the injection and several times during the day to alleviate any discomfort. I find patients who massage the area when they're in a warm shower often state that it helps quite a bit. Additionally, icing the area prior to the injection can decrease any discomfort at the time of the injection. Please remember to rotate the injection site between the left and right hip. If you feel any tingling, burning, numbness, itching, or redness, or develop a rash, please contact your IVF case manager or the IVF clinic. If it is after business hours, please contact the Kaiser Permanente Appointment and Advice Call Center and speak to an advice nurse, or go to the nearest hospital emergency room or call 911 if you feel your symptoms are life-threatening. That concludes the podcast for administration of an intramuscular injection. If you still have questions or instructions were not clear, please stop the podcast at this time and re-review the instructions. If not, we now will begin with some frequently asked questions. Deborah?
Does the needle have to go all the way into the injection site?
Yes. Especially with an intramuscular injection, it's really important that the needle go all the way to the hub. And this is actually extremely important when it comes to administration of the progesterone in oil in order to ensure that an abscess doesn't develop. It can also cut down on irritation at the injection site, and it actually decreases the amount of discomfort that patients feel if it's administered to the proper place. So, yes.
My partner's going to be out of town on business. Can I come to the clinic and have the nurse give me my injection?
Unfortunately, no. We would like to be able to provide this service. However, it's not something that we can do for every patient. So we recommend that you identify another friend or family member that we can teach to give the injection. Or we can also teach you how to administer the medication to a different site.
My partner's unable to give me my injection. So will I have to give these myself? Or how do I, do I reach around to my back end, or is there another area that I can give myself my intramuscular injection?
Actually, there are patients who can administer the intramuscular injection themselves. We can teach you how to look in a mirror and use that as a guide to be able to reach around. And if there's absolutely no one else that you feel comfortable either disclosing this information to, then we can actually teach you how to give your injection to yourself in your thigh. It's not our favorite site because it does lead to more discomfort because you do use your thigh muscles more. Mm-hmm. So, of course, our first desire is to have your partner helping you with this process.
I'm really afraid of making a mistake when I get my HCG injection. Is there anything I can do to make sure that I don't mess up?
Well, Deborah, you've actually received quite a few pieces of information throughout this process, and that I just wanted to remind you of. During your one-on-one class, you did receive a very complete injection manual that goes through step-by-step, as well as the podcast that preceded this frequently asked question segment, which you can use as guides. Additionally, you'll be coming in very regularly to the IVF clinic where you will be able to speak to your IVF case manager during clinic hours, and they'll be able to also decrease any anxiety you may have and answer any questions.
I've dropped my needle on the floor, so now what do I do?
You will be provided with additional needles, and should you run out, please feel free to ask your case manager, and we can provide that for you from the clinic, or we can call in a new prescription. But by no means do we want you to reuse or pick up a contaminated needle and use it.
I've mixed my medication as instructed and have changed the needle to give the injection and am in the process of injecting myself, but I find that the HCG medication appears to be leaking out between the top of the syringe and the needle. So what do I do now?
Well, the HCG injection is your most critical injection as you go through the IVF process. So any medication that you have actually not received has the potential to detrimentally affect the outcome of your cycle. So what we would like you to do at this point is pull out the needle, replace it with a brand new needle, either a 30-gauge half-inch or a 22-gauge 1.5-inch, depending on whether it's a subcutaneous or intramuscular injection. And when you replace it with a new needle, make sure you tighten the needle securely to the syringe and make note of how much medication is actually left in the syringe and administer the HCG. And the next step is to call the case manager first thing the following morning and report what took place and how much medication was actually administered. And at that point, the case manager and your physician will decide whether you need to retake another injection or whether you are okay with what was administered.
There's still medication left in the vial, and what if I can't draw up all the medication in the vial? Is that a problem?
Well, the HCG injection, again, is the most critical injection of your IVF process. If the medication is not taken properly, it can detrimentally affect the outcome. So as a result, it is critical that you get out as much medication as possible. However, again, we do anticipate that patients may miss about 10% of the medication. However, by this point, you will become pretty comfortable with drawing out medication. So our hope is that you will be able to get out as much medication as possible and administer. If you feel that you have missed more than half of your dose, then it becomes critical that you, again, contact the clinic first thing in the morning, and we can run a blood test and make some determinations in consultation with your physician.
Okay. Does my HCG medication need to be refrigerated?
No. HCG is one of the few medications in your grouping of medications that does not have to be refrigerated. What I would recommend is follow package inserts in regards to storage of the medication. If you have any questions, you can also contact your pharmacist, and they'd be able to give you proper handling of the medication.
Great. What if I miss taking my HCG dose at my assigned time? Is that a problem?
HCG is the last medication you'll take prior to your egg retrieval, and it is critical that it be taken at the designated time because it is timed for retrieval 35 to 37 hours after the medication is injected. If the missed dose is up to 2 hours from the designated time, then go ahead and administer the medication and contact the clinic first thing in the morning. However, if you fall asleep and wake up the next morning and you realize that you have slept through your HCG time, do not administer the medication until you have spoken to your case manager and IVF physician. And they will make the determination as to when you are to administer the medication.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.